Another Buffalo Bills season is underway, and that means it's time for another season of Beyond the Playbook with WBFO football analyst Matt Sabuda. Fans, of course, are celebrating this morning Sunday's 27-14 win over the Indianapolis Colts. And while most enjoyed the game on television, Matt Sabuda says those in attendance at Ralph Wilson Stadium were treated to a very special moment.
Long overdue, Lou Saban, one of the greatest Bills coaches, finally went up on the Wall of Fame, which actually turned out to be a surprise to the crowd and his former players, many of whom were from the 1964-65 AFL championship teams, and were in attendance at yesterday's game along with Saban's family, who was also on the field for the halftime ceremony and virtually brought to tears by Saban's name being put up on the field. And another interesting and kind of offbeat fact is Rex Ryan became the first coach in Bills history to win his season opening debut. That's right, despite a handful of excellent coaches and Bills teams over the past, he snapped the all-time streak of 0-17 for Bills coaches who start their Buffalo tenure in the opener.
Well, that's most certainly a good sign for Coach Ryan. Let's get into the game. I know you had a chance to talk with him and some of the players after the game, but maybe break it down for us. What went right for Buffalo yesterday?
I feel like I could leave now and you could just play Friday's tape back. I mean, everything we discussed and were hopeful for really happened. It was the peak of optimism. Bills made some fantastic plays on both sides of the ball. The crowd was completely electric despite less than ideal weather. And when I was in the locker room after the game, virtually every player I passed went out of their way to have high praise for the fans and the impact on the Colts. Kyle Williams said the fans really made it tough on Colts quarterback Andrew Luck's ability to communicate. Played a big part in the Bills' win, so Bills fans should remember that next week against the Patriots, although something tells me they're not going to need much of a reminder when Tom Brady comes to town. Onto the field, Tyrod Taylor was almost mistake-free. No sacks, no turnovers, 51-yard touchdown pass. I'm sure Bills fans are salivating at the prospect of someone special at the quarterback position. Again, it's only one game, but he was fantastic. And lastly, the defense was every bit of a shutdown defense as we could expect. Built up a 24-0 lead in the third quarter. Rest from there was history.
You said it best. It's only one game. It was a great game for sure to start things off. But at the same time, are there things that you saw that you think the Bills need to work on moving forward?
Definitely going to be tough to pick apart yesterday's game. But I guess if you were to tell me before the game that Sammy Watkins would have no catches and LeSean McCoy would only have 17 carries for 41 yards, I'd say it's probably unlikely that the Bills were going to come away with a win. So they're going to want to get these playmakers more involved going forward. But I think it was a testament to the rest of the team and their ability to make plays, despite having arguably their two best offensive players effectively shut down by the Colts. But overall, yesterday was one of those impressive team wins Bills fans haven't seen in quite a while. You know, in recent years, the Bills' offensives have often squandered a lot of spectacular defenses' performances to just squeak out wins. But yesterday's game wasn't that. They really passed the eye test in virtually every way, and that they methodically controlled the game and gave fans plenty of reason to get excited for the potential to come, and on to next week when the dreaded New England Patriots come to town.
Well, we look forward to talking about that, but we'll enjoy the win while we can. Matt Sabuda, thanks for going Beyond the Playbook.
Indeed. Thanks, Jay.